I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park in the spring of last year. Today, friends and co-workers, Bo Baker and Brian Rogers, talk about becoming politically informed and working today in a profession that helps inform others.
So, Brian, why don't you maybe tell me a little bit about how politics played a role in your household?
I think the easiest answer is to say it did not play a role in my household. My parents took a very deliberate stance of not being prescriptive with how we should view, live, or be, or think about the world. So they very much just didn't talk with us about a lot of stuff. So to the degree that I still to this day do not know how either of my parents voted for any election. I don't know whether they voted in local elections. I don't know how I literally don't know if they're Democrats or Republicans.
It was interesting because I didn't really learn this until actually probably like after my mom died, a few years ago, where my dad would tell me that my mom actually had pretty deep-seated conservative political viewpoints. And I don't know. It's hard for me to say because she didn't
never
talk
let it
about
out.
It. Yeah. So I don't know if that's my dad's perception or if that's, really true.
Yeah, what they talked about when you were asleep.
Right. I mean, he'll say, your mom was like a big Nixon supporter. I'm like, really? That just does not seem like the mom that I grew up with, who like never talked about any of that stuff, But I distinctly remember being asked to provide my opinion on something and feeling really uncomfortable about that because I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I had the self-awareness to be like, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want me to say? Mm-hmm. You want me just to tell you how I feel? Mm-hmm. That I don't like doing that, even at age 15 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll give you my opinion on music because I listen to a lot of music. That sort of stuff, but things that had in my brain had actual sort of consequences. I wasn't comfortable addressing those things unless I tried to get information about them.
Yeah. It probably wasn't until I got to college that more of the adults who were trying to instruct me in the world started to tie the link between, things occurring in the political landscape of America with like research, information, an opinion alone is not enough.
Yeah. Yes. that was my experience too. I think, which I think is weird, right? I mean, and that's, I think, now we're both librarians.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is something that we actively have to sometimes not deprogram, but provide guidance for new students. This idea that you can't just have an opinion or you can't just make an argument in your brain and then find information that backs up your argument and call it a day.
Yeah, I think the part of me that's the introvert that never wants to engage with the world at all and just wanted to retreat realized that this is not the place you go to retreat. This is by no means is this a passive profession.
That was Brian Rogers and Bo Baker. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation can be found at WUTC.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.